T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
One quick joke.
How do you get a tissue to dance? You put a little boogie in it.
Star of the show.
Well, it was the certainly the highlight of the last couple nights here was James on the broadcast, and highlight of this night tonight, joined by a trio of all-stars. Lisa Sherber is here, of course, the director of patient and family programs, the play lady at the Jimmy Fund, Joe Castiglione, and Chris Berman, the guys who've been calling the action. You guys got a chance to talk to James tonight and brought some life to the booth, and I thought the energy he has, given what's going on in his life, was just otherworldly here tonight.
If you can't, and you just listen to it, Mutt, just now, again, it brought a smile to our face. 7 years old, like, going into, what, second grade, James Gould. We read in the little bio that he tells some good jokes. Like, okay, 7 years old, all right, you're fine, right? Why did the chicken cross the road? You know, you figure it's Mutt. He lit up the whole state of Massachusetts with his energy, Joe.
He certainly did. I don't know why he calls his sister Chunky Monkey. She's a little doll.
She's 4 years old. I mean, she's not chunky.
No, and the parents are great. But this kid is just brimming with personality. And every time we ask Lisa Sherbert to get us a kid to put on the air, she picks the most personable kids. And it's amazing how they just open up.
He felt like he'd been doing it all his life, first of all, in front of... It's like a night at the Improv.
It really is, and that's how he is when he comes to the Jimmy Fund Clinic. Every Tuesday, there comes James and Sadie and Mom and Dad, and he just keeps us laughing. And he just is... he just has something about him that is pure joy. It's just like it's just in him, and he just... It's contagious.
In spite of everything.
In spite of everything.
I saw him make two UFC fighters' hearts melt in the booth there tonight. And I'm curious, Lisa, Joe's right. You bring these amazing people on the air for a couple days, both on radio and TV, and you're a big part of that. Do you know right away? Is it in the first couple of minutes when you meet these families? Is it a longer process when you think, I got to get them on the radio telethon. Yeah. I got to get them on TV.
I mean, I think everyone who walks through those doors, you're like, oh my gosh, you're precious, you're beautiful, yeah, you're stunning. But there's sometimes you see a personality that you're like, because you know how hard it can be for a child to have a microphone in their face and have strange people talk to them. And so you really have to sort of look at them and say, can you do this? And then sometimes they just hit it out of the park. And that's what I think... For 2 days, that's what our patients were able to do and their parents were able to do.
And not all of them were 7 years old.
Nope.
Some were, you know, 30s. I mean, every story was... And, you know, you've done this more years than
the stories are so poignant and so moving. And they express them so well. Of course, they've lived them, and they've lived through a lot of difficult times. So I'm sure that it probably helps make them more expressive, I think. And I don't know, maybe they just are looser because they have so much, they've been through so much and have so much
at
stake.
Yeah, would they have been like this without the cancer? Did the cancer create this sort of unbelievably amazing, joyful, contagious child? Or just this is, you know, just who they were meant to be and they're supposed to sort of spread this?
The only thing I'll ask you, and it's a simple one and it's been a long 36 hours, but... You know, our family spent some time in there this year, too. I mean, we're no different than hundreds of thousands of others, unfortunately. Mm-hmm. So the kids can uplift you, but you guys uplift, you, meaning everybody at Dana Farber, uplift them. Do you feel that you're both feeding off each other?
Oh, without a doubt. Without a doubt. I think, you know, families are always like, oh, thank you for this to all of our staff, the nurses, the doctors, my team. And we're like, no. Thank you, because we literally walk in every day and we just take this energy and you just thrive with it. And I think I just don't have a day where I never want to walk into that clinic, even if I know it might be one of those sad days or one of those days that you just don't want to sort of make it happen. But you're just like, you know what, something's going to happen, and it's going to be really something that is going to make it special.
And what's interesting, Chris, is that on the flip side of that, when Lisa says there are days she doesn't want to walk in, I heard Carly Tobin yesterday say something that it's hard to believe. Dana-Farber makes having cancer fun. And you hear a young woman say that, an amazing young woman, inspirational young woman. You realize, Lisa, that's a lot because of what you do, the events you put together, and your staff makes it so these kids know they're going in for a really tough round of medicine to fight off the cancer, and they look forward to it. That's otherworldly.
It's so cool, and I think we're a very unique place where our nurses and our doctors, oh my gosh, they're a riot, yeah. And they build these relationships with the kids where they have to go in and have their ports accessed and all. But it's, you know, there's something about the people that work at the Dana-Farber Cancer Institute. It's like we're all meant to be there. You know, I think that's the place where we belong, and I just feel like from everybody who walks in there, they feel that they're home, you know, and I think all those families feel like this is their home.
We see that so often when you bring the teenage group to spring training and then to a game here, or sometimes in the past on a trip, the bonds that are formed between these kids. And, you know, teenagers are not always the most agreeable, but they all seem to mesh so well and to have such great respect and passion for one another.
Well, yeah, and I think what's interesting, when these kids come on to our trips, they don't know each other. You know, they come to the clinic and they're getting their treatments maybe on different days, and they feel like they're the only teenager getting treated, and they feel so different and so isolated. And all of a sudden, they agree to go on these trips because, you know, the promise of Red Sox players and games and spring training. And but really, they get all that and they love it. But the whole mission is to meet other kids. So when you ask one of these patients at the end of spring training, who is your favorite person you met? You're thinking, okay, it's going to be Brock, which it usually is. But something like that. But it's like, no, oh, my roommate. Oh, this was. And then they start talking about it. And you're like, this is it. This is the magic. This is why we do it. It's just while we wait for the cure, we need to provide a healthy, safe environment for our families. And while we have their kids at spring training, the parents are getting a weekend, a moment to just breathe in for a second and really sort of pull themselves together and just get strong. So when their child comes back, they can fight the fight with their child again. And these moms and dads who let their kids go on an airplane with us for 2 days, and some of these kids are end of life, and their parents know that they don't have much time with them. And I don't know, there's so much trust that the parents put in the entire team that they say, you know what, you can give right now our kids something that they need more than sitting at home with us. And that's like so, that's beautiful. You know, that these parents are so unbelievably strong that just say, you know, take them and give them the magic and the joy and everything that goes along with that.
Well, this is where I make sure to bring up Todd Schwartz. Everyone's got their first memory of this event. And I think one of my first memories is listening to Todd and Steve Buckley and Glenn argue on the air about Red Sox stuff. Yeah. And Todd was a patient, and Todd was the one who told you, Lisa, to steal his quote, you're doing it all wrong.
Yes.
And he said we need more trips like the spring training trip, and you give him a lot of the credit for this.
Yeah. I give him all the credit. We had absolutely nothing. It was just me, and I was doing these little day trips for teenagers. I thought I was doing pretty good. and not many people, I don't really take constructive criticism well. No. But he sat
join the club.
He sat me down and said, no, you're doing it wrong. You have to take us away. And I'm like, I can't take you away. You have cancer. And no, you can do it. And the thing about Todd, what makes it so special, and the story is always going to be spoken, because he knew he was never talking about it for him. He knew his cancer was one of those that research was down the line, but not for him. He wanted to make sure kids after him were impacted with this experience that he knew they needed. And he was so right. I mean, the first year, you know, as soon as I asked the nurses and doctors, can we do this? This isn't done in any other hospital. And yes, we can do it. So the first year we took teens that were sort of kind of in the middle of their treatment, doing okay, stable, took nurses with us, we took doctors. It was so successful, and I really got what he meant, because in an instant kids were talking about their hair loss or their nausea, and then they were talking about girls and boys and regular stuff teenagers talk about and becoming friends. And And now, 17 years later of doing these trips, we're taking 50 teens.
Wow.
To Florida, and we're taking kids that are in the middle of their treatment, doing well, and we're taking kids that are end of life, because we have amazing nurses and amazing doctors that volunteer their time and say, we're going to take whatever this child needs to get them on that plane. If they cannot get on that plane, we'll get them on a train, and we take them to Florida on a train.
Yeah.
You know, we just don't take no very easy at the Jimmy Fund Clinic. So I'm just so proud of the people I work with, because I think we have an attitude where it's the kids first, and we can make it happen. If it's possible, we can do it. And every year we get on that plane, and I'm like, damn, we're doing it. And I think that's really cool.
And Joe,
really,
you've had
an amazing thing to see.
You've seen it up close for what, since the beginning of it. You've seen the Red Sox interact with these kids, and you've seen what it does to these kids at the spring training trip right up close.
Yeah, the spring training trip especially, because teenagers can be somewhat difficult at times, but these kids all blend so well, and they're so happy to be there to meet the players, and then to be with one another. And I know you have some late nights at the pool at the hotels that are fun, and it's so great to see. And of course, we've seen it at games when you do it here at Fenway. Mm-hmm. I think you went to Atlanta.
Yeah, we don't do the road trips anymore. Yeah. We stick to home, which is really good. And I think to be at Fenway Park is very special, because we have the support of the Red Sox all the time. Sam Kennedy, Mike Gordon, who supports the Boston trip. So, you know, the kids are able to go into the Green Monster. They're able to sit up in the partner suite. They're just doing everything that makes it perfect. And I just can't believe if Todd never put himself out there and said, you're doing it wrong, this wouldn't be happening. And then the girls' weekend wouldn't have happened, and the other trips, because it really just, once we saw the magic, we're like, okay, what else can we do? And we're doing it. And so I think Todd's family is still very much involved with the Jimmy Fund, and their mission has changed. Their mission is, let's fight for the next child. Let's fight for the next parent that never has to lose their child.
And speaking of fighting, we're not done, right? We got 20 minutes.
We got 20 minutes. 877-738-1234. We're going to ask you to donate right now. And I will point out that Chris Berman donated. Chris Berman announced on OMF a couple days ago that he did 5 games this year.
I did
along
five,
Joe.
Yeah.
What was the Red Sox record during those games?
1-4.
Okay, I'm not going to blame you for that, but
I won't be back, I guess. But I won the first one.
If you want to be back, you'll be back, because not only were you amazing the last couple days on TV and radio, Chris has donated every dollar he's going to make from doing the games for WEEI this year to the Jimmy Fund. Now, might be like $100 based on my experience with Entercom, but
yeah,
that's an amazing thing you're doing, Chris. Thank you so much.
No different than anybody else. It just, it's the right thing to do. I knew I was going to do that in the winter when I signed on for these
very cool
games, but no need to. Not about me, it's or our family. I mean, it's everyone that donates a dollar, $5. It's not, or donates time. Maybe they hear this and go, you know what? I don't have much money, but I can help Lisa with her group. I mean, they would have to be Dana-Farber, but whatever. You know what I'm saying?
Right, right.
I can become a volunteer there to do.
Yeah.
Take someone from point A to point B. So I feel good doing it. That's easy.
See, you want to feel good? Pick up the phone and donate right now. 877-738-1234. Want to donate $25 with one text? Simple. Text KCANCER to 22222. We'll come back and we're going to wrap up the live portion of the WEEI NESN Jimmy Fund Radio Telethon live here from Fenway Park.
Hi, this is Joe Torre. Join me in supporting today's Jimmy Fund Radio Telethon. Whether it's $100 or $1,000, your donations will directly benefit the many children who are suffering from cancer today at the Dana-Farber Cancer Institute. Call now, 877-738-1234.
We need your help.
All of a sudden, all at once, the whole crowd turned and roared, waving. And that was probably one of the first biggest emotional moments that my wife Val and I had, that, wow, we're not in this alone. These people are here for us. They don't know us, but they're here for us to support us.
Now back to Mud at Night and the 18th annual WEEI NESN Jimmy Fund Radio Telethon.
Back here at Fenway Park, this is the WEEI NESN Jimmy Fund Radio Telethon presented by the Arbella Insurance Foundation. An amazing 35 and now almost 36 hours here from Fenway Park. The Red Sox had a couple of tough days, but you folks have donated in droves over $3.3 million. The 18th year this thing has happened, and every year the generosity continues to be there. And Joe, I know we're going to hear from you and Dave Roberts coming up after midnight, but Dave is another one of these guys who not only dealt with it, but understands what the Jimmy Fund is about. Going back to Roger Clemens showing up in his uniform, to Tim Wakefield, to David Ortiz, a lot of baseball players, Red Sox specifically, they understand how important this Dana-Farber Red Sox relationship is.
Yes, and of course it saved his life as he battled Hodgkin's disease, and he abandoned the Dodgers to probably his third straight World Series this year. It's a wonderful story, and he owes it, he says, to the Jimmy Fund. The Red Sox put him up in an apartment. He was here a month and a half after he had the radiation out west, and then came here for further treatment, and they saved his life, and he's so appreciative. And such a wonderful guy. I mean, what a great spokesman for the Red Sox, for baseball, and especially for Dana-Farber.
Chris, we're up close to it. You've been a sportscaster at the highest levels. Is the Red Sox-Jimmy Fund relationship unique? Is there any other team in sports you can think of that is this type of partnership with an entity like the Jimmy Fund, this type of connection?
Not this long that I'm aware of. That doesn't mean that I would know them all much. But, I mean, this goes back, obviously, what, the 40s? 48?
1948, 55. It started with the Braves, you know, and 1953 with the Red Sox.
Right, that's when cancer was hopeless, I guess. I don't want to say it. Not 100% of the time, but... I would say, Mutt, that this is... You're growing up in New England, even though you don't know at 8 years old. I think we talked about this on the air a little today, that, okay, what's cancer? I'm an eight-year-old kid and healthy, you know, in the eye, or any of us. Jimmy, but you heard of it. Well, the Red Sox are involved, so it must be good, right? Like, we don't know really what it is, but it's good. And a lot of people are participating or talking about it, and it's... There are, you know, there most every team by now is... deep into their community, and not only baseball, and that's a sign of the times and a sign of, but this long, not that I'm aware of, and I don't, if I'm slighting one, I apologize, because that's just awesome as well. But
I think this is unique.
I do.
Yeah. Well,
there's nothing like it in pro sports.
Yeah, I think this is a gift that we've been given for many, many years, and we're just so grateful to have it. And to sort of have them as our partners, which is really amazing.
And what a great story that was about finding the real Jimmy.
Yes,
in the 90s.
Yep.
Everyone thought that the real Jimmy had passed away.
They thought he had passed away, right, Joe? They didn't.
They thought he had, yes. Yeah. Records were not that well kept. But his sister contacted Dana-Farber. They went through all the records to make sure it was true. And he turned out to be the perfect guy, didn't he? What a great gentleman. He was a tractor-trailer truck driver, and he was able to represent the Jimmy Fund at many events for probably 3 or 4 years, and then he passed away rather suddenly. But what a legacy.
Yeah. No, I think it's amazing to see how far the Jimmy Fund has come. You know, we look at the kids that we saw over these last 2 days, and, you know, in the clinic we have 80 to 90 kids each day that come in for treatment. You know, and that's just huge. When I first started, there was probably 30 that came in. And what that says is that people come from all over the world now. I mean, we have so many different countries represented. We have different states represented. And that's really amazing. And so from my role, what's really cool about that is play is just a universal language. You know, I mean, there's nothing better than a smile to have someone who doesn't speak your language just sort of say, I feel safe.
Well, here's what I would see to kind of follow up Mutt's. What this is now versus what it was to those who weren't touched and didn't really know you had cancer, it's unbelievable hope. It's hope on, like, every level. It's hope on, okay, research on that level, on making advances, not on how many different cancers are there. I don't know, 500, whatever, right? You're not solving them. It's not like, there it is. There, we have a cure for all of them.
Right.
There's advance, not like on one at a time. There's hope for the treatment, that it's not only in the Jimmy Fund, in most cases, way back when, I mean, again, I wasn't around in the 40s, 50s, really, but 50s I was, but you were trying to lessen the pain only. Mm-hmm. Right? Just about.
Right.
And what it represents with everybody that's listening and feels it, it's hope. And man, there's nothing better in life than hope.
Well, we get that hope from people like Lisa Sherbert. Lisa, thank you so much for what you do, not only for the Jimmy Fund and the kids, but what you do for us here at this event. You make our lives easy with this thing. Thank you so much for all your hard work and your entire team. Joe and Chris, great seeing you guys. Great job. We're going to say goodbye for now. You're going to hear from Dave Robinson, many others here coming up, and you can still donate. Because Lisa's story she tells about spring training trips, they don't happen without your money at 877-738-1234. A lot of people thank, I'll forget some people, but everyone involved in this thing that includes my colleagues on the air at WEEI and Nesson, the off-air producers and production on the radio and the TV side, the volunteers that have been here the last couple of days, the folks at the Jimmy Fund who have put in their time and effort all year to build this event, the guests who took the time, the athletes, the coaches who were here, the doctors telling us where their money goes, the patients and their families, the amazing patients and their families who have the courage to come on here and tell their story, some good, some bad, but they tell their story. Our sponsors who were a big part of this the last couple of days, they were, had the big dollars, and really, you listening, you donating, you tweeting, if you donated money, we thank you so much. A lot of choices to donate this time of year, and you chose the Jimmy Fund and Dana-Farber. Can't thank you enough. And I want to mention our program director, Joe Zarbano, who took the baton from Jason Wolf on this event, I'm not sure how many years ago, and he has not just jogged with it, he has sprinted with it and done an amazing job of continuing this Jimmy Fund going at a very high level. And of course, Lisa and Molly, the entire Jimmy Fund team. You can still donate. We're sitting at $3,443,314, but that's going to go up. 877-738-1234. A lot more to come, but we're signing off live for now here from Fenway Park, the WEEI Nesson Jimmy Fund Radio Telethon presented by the Arbella Insurance Foundation.
Hi, this is Brock Holt. Every dollar goes to cancer care and research at the Jimmy Fund and Dana-Farber. You can pitch in today with a $10 gift by texting KCANCER to 20222.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.